Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 39 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, one person has died in the wildfires burning out of control in the Panhandle. The smokehouse fire, now the largest in state history. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in the town of Fitch.
Homes reduced to ash. Mallory Wilhelm raised her five kids in their home of 11 years.
When you first put eyes on it, how'd that hit you?
Oh, made it feel real. Didn't feel real. It still kind of doesn't feel real.
President Biden in Texas today. He'll be discussing the migrant crisis at the border and calling on Congress for more funding. Former President Trump also visiting the Texas border for a campaign event. House lawmakers set to vote on a temporary spending bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow. The Senate must also approve the stopgap measure. A day after Mitch McConnell announced he'll step down from the leadership role in November, Senator John Cornyn officially announcing he's in the running to replace McConnell as party leader. This is ABC News. Ford is joining forces with the nation's largest and most well-placed electric vehicle charging network.
Owners of Ford EVs will be able to use much of Tesla's vast charging network in the U.S. and Canada as a deal that was reached between the companies last year becomes a reality. Tesla's network turned on for Ford EVs this week. There is a hitch, though. Current Ford EV owners will need to get an adapter to use Tesla's plug. Ford says it'll provide those adapters for free but won't ship them until March. Ford also says its future EVs will come with Tesla connectors starting next year. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Today's February 29th. That means it's Leap Day, but it's also Rare Disease Day, a day to bring attention to illnesses that can often be overlooked. Those with rare diseases say it's important to speak out for more support, funding, and research for those rare conditions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rent It Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and warmer conditions today with a high of 46. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 28, and tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 53, and south winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 4 to 6 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 11, it's 40 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fire danger conditions remain elevated in southern Wisconsin because of ongoing drought and current windy conditions, as well as a lack of plant growth this time of year. 83 wildfires have happened so far in Wisconsin this year. At this time last year, there had only been 7 wildfires across the state. The DNR says to use caution when burning anything outdoors, as it is still dry and the high winds could spread fires quickly. Drought conditions expanded by over 50% in Wisconsin in today's report from the USDA. Now nearly two-thirds of the state is experiencing drought, with severe drought in southwestern and north-central Wisconsin. That's up from about 40% a week ago. Here, the worst drought conditions are roughly south of I-90 and north and west of the Wisconsin River, including most of Richland, Sauk, Vernon, and Crawford counties. Abnormally dry conditions have expanded to nearly 91% of the state. Conditions now are similar to what they were last October. A structure fire in Iowa County closed roads south of Cobb last night. People were asked to stay away from the area of County Highway G and County Highway X in the town of Mifflin last night due to a structure fire. Multiple fire departments from Iowa and Grant counties were called in. High winds, ongoing drought, and elevated fire conditions have caused dozens of wildfires already in Wisconsin. Wisconsin cities recorded nearly 60-degree swings in temperatures within 24 hours from Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A review of the National Weather Service data shows the changes tied a record in at least one city and may have set a record for Milwaukee. Madison's 70-degree high Tuesday plunged to 11 by Wednesday morning. That matches a November 1911 event. Milwaukee's high of 74 Tuesday was followed by a low of 16 Wednesday morning, a 58-degree change. Here at the WRCO studios, we went from a record high 71 Tuesday to a Wednesday morning low of 11 for a difference of 60 degrees. Meteorologists think the 24-hour change may have broken or come close to previous record-setting events. A bill to require more collaboration between local governments and refugee resettlement agencies has passed the State Assembly and Senate. The bill would require every city, village, town, county, and school district within 100 miles of a proposed resettlement to designate a representative to consult with the federal government and resettlement agency. The legislation comes weeks after contentious debates in the Chippewa Valley over the resettlement of 75 refugees in the area this year. The closure of St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls is poised to increase critical EMS response times. According to a WEAU report, Fire Chief of Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services, Jason Tom, says being forced to go to Eau Claire could double their service times and put a greater strain on EMS staff and ambulances. Tom also said EMS departments might consider using more helicopters to transport patients to other areas if they're available and are exploring other ways to maximize their resources. Help is coming for Western Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers has approved a bill to secure $15 million in crisis response resources to support healthcare access in Western Wisconsin in the wake of the recent announcement of HSHS and Prevea Health's decision to close several locations. In addition to severely impacting healthcare access in the area, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the closures have been estimated to impact approximately 1,400 workers, among others, in the surrounding region. Governor Evers approved the bill with improvements through line item vetoes that will provide additional flexibility for the $15 million crisis response investment, enabling the resources to be used to fund any hospital services meeting the area's pressing health care needs, including urgent care services, OBGYN services, inpatient psychiatry services, and mental health substance use services, among others. With the announcement, Governor Evers also directed DHS to submit an official request to the Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance to immediately release the $15 million provided. Upon Joint Committee on Finance approval of the DHS's request, the department will conduct a competitive grant application process for the $15 million in funding for eligible hospitals and hospital services meeting the criteria. Eligible hospital services are those provided in the Western region with priority for hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. Grantees must agree to expand capacity at hospitals that accept all payer types, including an increase in emergency department capacity service, including accepting patients in crisis in need of potential evaluation under Chapter 51. Expanding urgent care services to expand the inpatient psychiatric unit, accepting adults and or adolescents. The unit must accept emergency detentions under the state statute and voluntary admissions. The facility must also expand inpatient OBGYN services, mental health and or substance use services, and expand or establish hospital-owned and operated ambulance service to transfer patients to an appropriate patient care setting. Any expansion of service, says begun on or after January 22nd, is eligible for the grant funds. Veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials will be able to apply for VA health care as soon as March 5th. This means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. You can visit va.gov/PACT for more information. Students at universities in Wisconsin have the opportunity to apply for grants that enhance democracy through civil dialogue in a robust marketplace of ideas. This grant program is for UW faculty, staff, and students through the Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue. You can find out more at wisconsin.edu/WICCD. A conservative law firm is asking the Universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 diversity awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. Great Lakes tribes want the Biden administration to oppose a pipeline In a letter, leaders of 30 tribes, including 9 of 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin, asked the administration to support the Bad River Chippewa in its dispute with Canadian pipeline firm Enbridge. Last June, a federal district court ordered Enbridge to stop operating Line 5 on the Bad River Reservation by 2026. Enbridge took the case to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which requested federal input last December. The leader's letter presses the federal government to support tribal sovereignty in the dispute. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing 3-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah View from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want everybody to continue to help us, to look for my grandson. I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There is a $15,000 reward for information. The Two Rivers police chief says he's very concerned that Elijah View has been missing for so long. Last week's fire in downtown Toma that damaged 4 buildings and displaced 16 people began with an explosion, according to fire officials. 88 firefighters fought the blaze late last week, with 2 of them suffering minor injuries. Toma's fire chief, Tim Adler, says this is the 4th downtown fire in 3 years, with the most recent before this one happening in November. Adler said he's never seen anything like the fire last week. Officials have ruled out natural gas as the cause of the explosion. Other than the 2 firefighters, nobody was hurt. A woman accused of killing a family dog while babysitting will get a psychological assessment. In Waukesha County Court Wednesday, 18-year-old Keely Sonneman pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease to 1 count of mistreatment of animals. Police say Sonneman attacked a chihuahua with scissors last month while watching a Sussex family's 4-year-old. She then allegedly hid the dog in some bedding in the child's room. Sonneman will get a psychological assessment and be back in court in May for more hearings. Democratic State Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay won't run for re-election. Shelton said the decision to step down was to reprioritize her family, but she's still excited about her professional future. She has 2 teenagers at home, and being in Madison was a lot. Shelton said her proudest accomplishment while serving the 90th district includes the Healthy Schools Meals for All Coalition. Shelton is currently in her 2nd term, having been first elected in 2020. It's currently 41 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 41 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Lambda Chapter, Delta Kappa Gamma Society. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1986 Richland County History Book, compiled from records and the memory of Anita Klinzing, Delta Kappa Gamma is an international society of women educators united in a spiritual fellowship to honor women who have given service in education. Edith Sanderman came to Richland County as a supervising teacher and was the instigator in forming a chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma, later called Lambda. 12 teachers were necessary for the chapter. Edith Sanderman and Anita Klinzing were state members. The 10 others who became state members were Alberta Davis, Grace Dickerson, Isabel Fowle, Alta Gilbertson, Harriet Glatley, Eva Greenheck, Vera Grover, Velda Smith, Hazel Sprecher, and Nellie Reitman. This group met in October of 1944 and planned the forming of the chapter. At the Sigma State of Wisconsin meeting, which was held in Richland Center on April 29, 1945, the Lambda chapter received its charter. Presented by Bernice Crawford, the organizing state member, the initiation was held at the Masonic Temple and the dinner meeting was at the Park Hotel. During the early years, there were dinner meetings and members' homes were provided with programs. The yearbook had been done, bake sales and bazaars, and each member served in one capacity or another. Every 10 years, they held a candlelighting service at the birthday meetings. Lambda sponsored a new chapter, Alpha Zeta, of Viroqua on April 4, 1964, at the initiation dinner. 14 of the members became Alpha Zeta members. In 1966, guests of Alpha and Phi chapters of Madison also hosted the state workshop. By 1967, the membership had grown and meetings were held in various places, churches, on campus, and at the grill. In 1969, co-chaired and co-hosted by Sigma State Convention at Madison, from 1970 to 84, most of the meetings were held at the Brewer Library. In 1973, Myrna Toney received the State Delta Kappa Gamma $2,500 scholarship for graduate studies. Alberta Davis, the Richland County Teacher of the Year in that year, was then dated May 10, 1975, invited guests of the Zeta chapter. They met with Dean Marjorie Wallace of the UW-Center Richland, who was presented with an honor, receiving the Charm of Crest of Delta Kappa Gamma engraved with the words, Educator, 1975. On July 1st, 1976, the Bicentennial Committee put together a Bicentennial Tea. 1984, under leadership of President Carolyn Freeman, they held the TN program at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A total of 115 members have been initiated. Initiations for Margaret Helen Scott, who was one of three honorary members, along with Carolyn Egelhart, who is now deceased, and Nellie Reitman, who is now deceased. There are 55 active members in 1984, with one reserve member and one honorary member on our roll. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Mary Nay Cook Spidell.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
It's 41 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1227. Enjoy the day and help out local veterans. The annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets Roll will be held Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall.
Our doors open at 11 a.m. Food and beverages. We have great chicken and dressing sandwiches, barbecues, cheesy potatoes, sheet cake. We have a bar. There's free bingo from 11 to 12. And then we have a silent auction that starts at 11 and ends at 3. Our live auction starts at 1 and usually a couple hours. We have at 12:30, we start our presentation of checks. One of the groups that's presenting this year is the group that I work with from Highland, the Cupcake Girls is what our name is. And the girls bake, decorate, sell cupcakes, and we donate it to worthy causes. And during holidays in Highland, the girls raised $1,426 to donate to Vets Roll. So we're going to have some girls there to donate that check, and from other businesses as well. And we have some Highland second graders from my class coming in to do the Pledge of Allegiance, a Highland seniors coming in to do the national anthem for us. And then, of course, our veterans will present colors. And so live auction from 1 to 3, we'll have meat raffle and meat paddles going on throughout the day. And then from 4 to 7, we'll have the Crossfire Band, Floyd Anderson and his group, playing for us.
That's organizer Lisa Bowen. Crossfire Band will entertain from 4 to 7. A number of unique items have been donated for the raffles and live auction.
Some of the things that we have are handmade quilts. We have a lot of different themed baskets, and a lot of them contain really nice gift certificates that have been donated from area businesses. We have a bench that's been donated, specialty pies by Marsh Jelenic. She makes some really amazing pies, and we actually have a gentleman that comes every year for Marsh's tart rhubarb pie. So we have specialty pies, the 1950s pedal tractor that's been refurbished and painted red and blue. So we also this week had I would call it a portable garden. It's a wooden frame that holds 5-gallon buckets that you can plant tomato plants in or whatever, a raised bed kind of thing.
Annually, local fundraisers raise significant funds to allow Vets Roll Incorporated to continue its mission. Each year, honorably discharged veterans, active duty by December 31st, 1969, and Rosie's the Riveters are treated to this trip at zero expense to the participants. Vets Roll president and co-founder Mark Finnegan says the Cabin Fever Dance is a unique fundraiser for the Vets Roll.
We have fundraisers all year long. It takes a lot of money to run the program. But this one is right at the top. But it's so cool because, you know, this is 100 miles from Beloit. And that's our core area. And yet we've got all these people up here like family to us now. And people from Beloit come up here for the event. It's so old school in a way, you know. It's just the community getting together to support a good cause.
The annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets role will be held Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. If you have a federal Paycheck Protection Program loan, the loan forgiveness deadline is fast approaching. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld has joined Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca and Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes, urging those who still need their federal Paycheck Protection Program loans forgiven to apply by this Sunday. Loans that have not been forgiven or are not in repayment after the deadline has passed will be referred to the U.S. Treasury for collection. Borrowers should be mindful that if their loan is turned over to the Treasury, the agency retains the right to withhold state and federal tax refunds, garnish Social Security and wages, prevent receipt of future federal aid, and report the default to credit agencies. You can submit forgiveness applications either through the U.S. Small Business Administration online portal or directly through your lender. For assistance with the direct forgiveness portal, contact the U.S. Small Business Administration at 877-552-2692. If you are not sure if your loan has been forgiven, apply for forgiveness immediately. See the U.S. Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program Loan Forgiveness webpage for instructions on how to apply and for additional resources. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for 8 seats on the Dairy Farmers Wisconsin Board of Directors. The 8 districts up for election are 2, 5, 8, 11, 14, 17, 20, and 23. District 14 covers Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties. District 20 includes Richland and Sauk counties. And District 23 includes Iowa and Lafayette counties. DFW directors guide the organization's finances, formulate and set policies, develop long-range business plans, and maintain its mission. DFW aims to be an advocate, marketer, and promoter for Wisconsin dairy farmers and drive demand for Wisconsin's dairy products. Through these initiatives, DFW directors have the opportunity to represent Wisconsin dairy producers and products, as well as be involved in activities that inform consumers about the dairy industry and its economic impact. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Eligible nominees must be an active dairy producer who sells milk into commercial channels and lives in one of the affected districts. Producers must sign, notarize, and postmark completion nomination forms by March 30th and include signatures from at least 5 eligible producers other than the nominee. Nomination materials are available at wisconsindairy.org/board-of-directors/elections. Printed copies can be requested by emailing DATCP marketorders@wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the DFW Board of Directors election from May 1st through May 24th. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st, 2024 and ending June 30th, 2027. Today's winner of $1,000 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Joanne Cooley of Richland Center on ticket number 887. It's 41 degrees in Richland Center at 1234. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Attention, valued patrons. Kickapoo Creekside will be taking a short break for maintenance. They will be closed from February 19th through March 6th. The team is working hard to ensure everything is in perfect order. They apologize for any inconvenience and look forward to welcoming you back soon. Thank you for your understanding as they strive to provide you with the best experience ever at Kickapoo Creekside.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobville carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven, ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobville. Best prices, best service, best value.
It's 41 degrees in Richland Center, 24 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died February 19th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobville. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille Gauger is survived by 6 children, Bobby Ann and Jim Goplin, David and Karen Degenhart, Gary and Barb Degenhart, Bruce Degenhart, Lori Ann and Steve Biba, and Frank and Elizabeth Gauger. 18 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, sisters Renetta Winch and twin sister Lois Sweener, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment. Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
On this Leap Day 2024, anniversary wishes go out to Stan and Fritzy Goplin. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today on this final day of February 2024? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like March will be coming in like a lamb across the upper Midwest with dry conditions, unseasonably warm weather building in as well this weekend with plenty of south winds. Temperatures could be as much as 30 degrees above normal, maybe even 40 degrees above normal on Sunday. Just unbelievable. Almost more records are expected. Now, there are some changes for early next week. Looks like a pretty strong cold front will be marching through Monday into Tuesday. We will likely have some pockets of showers ahead of the system, maybe a few tenths of an inch of rainfall, and also the possibility of some snowflakes mixing in by Monday night or Tuesday as some cooler air comes in. The better chance of any snow accumulation looks to stay up in eastern Minnesota through northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. Once that system departs, it looks like our temperatures will settle down just a bit for the second half of next week and be somewhat more seasonal. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny and turning warmer with a high near 46, southeast to south wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 20s, south wind close to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, high at 53, south wind 12 to 22. Friday night, mostly clear, low 34 degrees. Saturday, lots of sunshine and balmy, high at 62. As we head into Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and very warm for early March. Low temperature, mid-40s, with a high of 72. Chance of rain showers coming up late Sunday night. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers. Low 44, high 57. Some snow may mix in late Monday night into early Tuesday as the rain and snow kind of moves away. Look for temperatures topping out in the upper 30s on Tuesday. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 44. Have a great rest of your day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 42 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 28, our low this morning was 11. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 42. The record high for February 29th was set in 2000 at 62 degrees. The record low, 6 below, was set in 2008. The high for 2020, 4 years ago today, was 36 with a low of 6. Sunset tonight will be at 5:50 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:37. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southeast winds at 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.24 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 42 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A character trait that helps farmers stay in the game. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Resilience. It's an attribute shared by many successful business persons, including farmers, perhaps especially by farmers, given what they're up against every day. Purdue graduate student Margaret Lipsmeyer helped survey 400 farm operators last year, in part to see what the more successful ones had in common.
When we looked at resilience and the metrics for resilience, we found that farm growth, producer sentiment, and risk preference all had a positive relationship with a farm's resilience level. And then on top of that, managerial ability and use of production ag technologies like drones, yield monitors, and other items also showed positive relationships.
Lipsmeyer says farmers who performed consistently better were those who dealt successfully with surprises.
When we think about resilience, it goes back to agility and absorption capacity. So looking at how farms can improve those two metrics, having established core values, goals, and objectives for your farm, spending the time to write these down and try to follow along with these goals as you move through your operation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Keep an eye on livestock during these wild temperature swings. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, U.S. corn farmers are considering two base acre updates for the next farm bill at Corn Congress today. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
South Dakota Corn Growers Association's Danita Murray says the mandatory base acre updates focus on the long-term programs in the farm safety net.
What acres qualify for those programs, what crops on those acres qualify for those programs, and what acres don't qualify.
She says South Dakota's stance is simple.
If you haven't grown a program crop in a while, you shouldn't be in these programs.
And Missouri Corn's Bradley Shedd tells Brownfield.
There's a couple different options that could change. We stand for what's right for corn farmers, and right now we like the policy as is.
There are two Corn Congress sessions scheduled for the Commodity Classic this week, and that first one is happening today. Reporting from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A beef specialist says cattle producers need to closely monitor cattle with this week's wide swings in temperatures. Travis Mateer tells Brownfield.
Making sure that animals don't have increased respiration rates, make sure we don't have nasal discharge, make sure the animals aren't lethargic. It's a good time for producers to be a little bit more attentive to their cattle.
He says respiratory issues are especially concerning this time of year.
So making sure the cattle are still consuming adequate feed, have fresh water available, and making sure that if they have a challenge that they are intervening to make sure that the welfare of that animal is as good as can be.
Weather patterns across the country are expected to stabilize in the next week. The South Dakota House has passed a bill that would make it easier for the Summit Carbon Pipeline to move forward. Some of their state ag groups are responding positively. South Dakota Soybean Association's Executive Director Jerry Schmidt says the carbon pipeline has been a very contentious issue in South Dakota.
In South Dakota, there are a number of landowners that are very concerned about it. Whether that's eminent domain, whether that's being properly compensated, or people being on their ground and how that should take place. And so all of those things are being worked out, or trying to be worked out, legislatively.
Lawmakers are expected to combine three separate bills into one in a conference committee next week. A crop insurance specialist with Farm Credit says utilizing risk management tools will be critical for farmers this year. Tony Jessina says it won't be business as usual when it comes to selecting ag risk or price loss coverage.
Just because the change in markets, we're seeing producers looking at a dollar less coverage on corn and even more than that on soybeans.
He tells Brownfield farmers may need to stress test their risk management, and it starts with understanding their break-evens. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Thursday at midday, direct cash cattle trade is light and cash hogs are higher in a very quiet test. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business is light. Sales are reported at 183 on the live basis in Texas and western Nebraska, steady with the weighted averages from both Wednesday and last week. Asking prices are 184 plus live with bids at 290 dressed. Light activity in Kansas Wednesday was at 182 to mostly 183 live. No real dressed activity as of yet this week, aside from a handful of sales at 288. Beef export sales of 12,200 tons are down 3% in the week and 26% from the four-week average, mainly to Japan and South Korea. Box beef at midday was higher with light to moderate movement. Choice is up 40 cents at 303.43 and select beef was 201 higher at 294.95. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, compared to the previous week, steers weighing more than 600 pounds were 4 to 6 lower, except 850-pound steers, which were 4 higher, and heifers were steady to 4 lower. USDA says demand was moderate to good, both from in-person buyers and buyers on the internet. 94% of the offering were feeder cattle, just over half of those were steers, and 88% of the feeder run weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 251 to 274. 8 to 9 weight steers brought $243 to 250.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 6 to 700 pounds sold at 243.50 to 268.25. 700 to 800 pound heifers reported at 227 to 244.25. Cash hogs are higher but quiet with an extremely light opening run at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the needed numbers in hand after a couple of days of mostly higher prices and moderate movement for the major direct markets. Pork export sales of 32,400 tons are 12% higher than the previous week, but 11% lower than the four-week average. The major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average for national direct barrels and gilts is 71.35, with Iowa Southern Minnesota at 71.09 and the Western Corn Belt at 70.52. Midwest butcher hog markets are closed. Illinois direct sows are a dollar higher at 42 to 54 on moderate demand for heavy offerings. Illinois barrels and gilts are up a dollar at 40 to 50 with moderate demand in offerings. Boars range from 8 to 25. Pork's up 16 cents at 90.50. Loins and picnics were sharply higher, canceling out the losses for butts, ribs, hams, and bellies. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, corn's mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on fund and technical selling. Brazil's expected to make good harvest progress this week, and 83% of Argentina's crop is rated fair to excellent. Export sales were up in the week, but lower than average. March beans are down 5 3/4 at 11.28 and a quarter. May's 4 1/4 lower at 11.41. March soybean meal's up $1.10 at $3.32.40. March soybean oil's down 12 points at $44.54. Corn's mostly lower. Weather looks favorable for development and second crop planting in Brazil and development in Argentina. The weekly export sales were good, but still below that four-week average. March corn's up a penny at 414 and a quarter, with no deliveries reported ahead of the open. May corn's down 3/4 at 427 and 3/4. And wheat's mixed, mostly firm. Large parts of the southern plains remain dry, with concerns about potential wildfire impact in some areas. The big bearish factor continues to be slow export demand, with Russia remaining in control of the market. Ukraine's a big player too. March Chicago's up 5 at 576. March Kansas City is 2 higher at 597.5. March Minneapolis is up 3 1/4 at 655. Live and feeder cattle are lower, watching direct business develop. Trade so far is light at 183 live, steady with the week ago. April live's down 40 at 185.72. June's down 57 at 181.60. March feeders are 52 lower at 249.07. April's down $1.55 at 253.55. And hogs are up on short, covering the solid week for export sales and the firm midday move in pork. April lean's up 92 at 86.92, and June's $1.10 higher at $100.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How soybeans and aquaculture can help address global food insecurity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As incomes increase, the demand for protein also rises. Rosalind Leake with the United States Soybean Export Council says soybeans can play a role in a more sustainable and affordable protein supply.
Aquaculture is something USEC has been working in for many years. We have helped deploy the in-pond raceway system, which is a more environmentally friendly as well as a better production system to be used in aquaculture around the world. So, you know, we have a lot of success stories from that. But aquaculture broadly, certainly it's another market. And so part of our responsibility and part of what we're always trying to do is to diversify markets. And, you know, when you look at diversity of markets, it's not just countries, but it's sectors. And so when you see a sector like aquaculture that's growing rapidly, it's satisfying many different needs, as you said, food security issues as well. It's kind of a winning proposition for all parts of the value chain, because you're able to satisfy some of the food security needs, you're able to increase our diversity of markets for the U.S. soy industry, and you're able to have an environmentally friendly product that is again satisfying some of those food security challenges.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hey, rock and rollers! This Saturday night on Those Were the Days, join us for Solid Gold Dancer Idol.
Staying alive, staying alive.
I just called to say I love you.
Hey, rock and rollers, we hope you'll join us Saturday night for classic rock and roll, the tunes that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days. We'll be taking requests and playing trivia as well, and flashing back to 1984 this weekend. Our show is sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, along with Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Chance Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and join us for Sweet Turntable Treats, sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and former President Trump making separate visits today to the Texas border to discuss the record